I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey guys, Patrick here again at E3 2015, still at the Capcom booth, and this time I got a chance to check out the Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition, coming to Xbox One, PS4, and PC June 23rd, so very, very soon. I'm here with my good friend Greg. Greg, what do you do at Capcom?
I am a community manager. I have been pretty deeply involved with this game, as well as the Devil May Cry series overall.
Very cool. All right, and I'm also a big Devil May Cry fan. I've been playing since the beginning. Gotta admit, I was terrible at it. It took me probably until the fourth game, like, oh, I get it now. Let me go back and play these a lot better than I used to. But I gotta say, this announcement was a shock. You know, I love the Devil May Cry 5 remake that y'all did. I did not expect a 4-1, let alone for $24.99 of all things. That's incredibly good. What made y'all decide to bring 4 back, and what did y'all want to accomplish with it?
Well, I can't speak for the director or his team, but I do suspect that this is something they wanted to do for quite a while. It seems like he's had a lot of these ideas that are in 4 Special Edition brewing in his head for some time. But, I mean, just playing the game, I think it lends itself well to this kind of content boost, you know? Like, just adding characters alone is practically adding a new complete game, you know? The characters are so distinct that... It's a great candidate for this kind of thing, I think.
That's one of the main selling points for me is, you know, 5 playable characters, the most in Devil May Cry history. So we got Dante, Nero, Virgil, and Lady and Trish now as well. Can you kind of break down, like, you know, what the new characters are like and what their play styles are?
So Virgil is a very versatile character. He's Dante's twin brother. He's kind of sinister. He's kind of power hungry. But his combat is very versatile. He has three melee weapons he can switch across on the fly. He's got his signature Yamato, which is a Japanese sword. It does very swift, sleek attacks. He's got the Force Edge, which is sort of a broadsword. Gives him a bit more of a wild style. And then he's got the Beowulf Gauntlets, which let him do hand-to-hand attacks, which are really heavy hitting. And you can switch across these all on the fly. I think that you'll find that there's a lot of depth there with Virgil, but he's also pretty accessible, easy to get into. And then he's got his summon swords, which are back from Devil May Cry 3 Special Edition. That's his projectile. I guess the benefit there is that you can actually because they're not guns, he can shoot off these summon swords while he's doing melee attacks as well. So it definitely makes him feel pretty distinct. He is largely based off his rendition in Devil May Cry 3 Special Edition, but they've added, they call it the air trick. It's sort of a teleport mechanic, which is pulled from his rendition in DMC Devil May Cry. He's also got a new concentration mechanic, which rewards you with increased attack power and some special moves when you play in a sort of concentrated manner where you try to eliminate unnecessary movement as much as possible. So that's Virgil. Lady is very firearm focused. She has three different types of firearms, one of which is her signature Kalina Ann, which is a rocket launcher with a big bayonet. She's also very distinct from the other characters because she's completely range focused. And then Trish, she's a very flashy character. She has a big honking Sparta sword, as well as bare knuckle hand-to-hand attacks. She's probably a very good entry point for newcomers because she doesn't have to worry about switching weapons on the fly. She has access to everything all at once.
So in terms of, you know, new modes and new difficulties, what did y'all add to this edition that wasn't in Devil May Cry 4 originally came out?
So for the first time on console, we have Legendary Dark Knight mode, which is a difficulty setting that adds a ridiculous number of enemies on screen. This is now possible with the more powerful hardware that we have with this generation of consoles. It is really a comical number of enemies on screen. It makes the game feel very different, and it's just a very satisfying sort of action experience. This game also introduces Turbo Mode, which had been PC exclusive before, but that makes the gameplay 20% faster overall. And then there's also some new costumes for all the characters. And I think that covers it.
Can you break down what missions are available to the new characters, Virgil, Lady, and Triss, versus the standard Dante Nero mode that was originally in the game?
So all the stuff I just mentioned is available to all the characters. Lady and Trish share the story campaign in the same way that Nero and Dante did. So Lady plays through Nero's stages. Trish plays through Dante's stages. And then Virgil plays through every stage. You can play through every stage as Virgil, and then every character can play Bloody Palace, which is sort of a challenge mode where you just fight waves of enemies.
And does that change the plotline at all, having the different characters in the roles, or is it just replacing the character model?
Essentially, you're just playing through the stages that were already there. There are new intro and ending cutscenes for the two new campaigns that give you a little glimpse of some details that may affect the story. A lot of it, I think, is left up to the player's imagination.
Like it a lot. Greg, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Can't wait to check it out. Devil May Cry 4, again, Xbox One, PS4, and PC, available June 23rd. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Huge Devil May Cry fan. I know you guys can't wait to play it either. But until next time, peace out.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.